I'm Andrew Geller, and this is the Atlantic GMAT Podcast. So you want to improve your GMAT reading comprehension. You've come to the right place. Today we're going to discuss using Economist articles to improve your GMAT reading comprehension and GMAT verbal as a whole. Let's assume that you're already covering the GMAT reading comprehension basics with a general reading strategy and a familiarity with GMAT reading comprehension question types. You're methodically working through the official GMAT verbal materials and are supplementing your GMAT verbal prep with LSAT materials. You're also keeping track of any trends in your mistakes. Getting main idea questions wrong? Line reference? Author point of view? Great. Good job keeping your studying on the up and up. You're on your way to GMAT reading comprehension stardom, and with that, to achieving a stellar GMAT verbal score. But let's agree on something. Success on the GMAT reading comprehension is largely based on the accuracy and efficiency of your reading, not test prep strategy. If you slice through classic Russian literature like it's Swiss cheese, you probably need little to no test prep to obliterate the GMAT RC. If your reading is weak, then you'll have a tough time on GMAT reading comprehension and GMAT verbal, regardless of how much test prep practice you do. Still, just because you may not be a naturally gifted reader doesn't mean that you can't improve your basic reading skills. So what can you do to practice your reading? Well, you guessed it. Read. But what, you may ask? Anything challenging will probably help. To Atlantic GMAT tutoring students, we suggest The Economist, as the level of reading, the grammar structures, and the density of the texts are similar to those in the actual GMAT. Also, the topics in The Economist are varied so that you can get comfortable with a variety of subjects. Hate science passages? Well, time to read a bunch of science passages. Finally, a certain number of Economist articles are free. With all GMAT studying, consistency is key, so I'd recommend reading one article per day. Over 3 months of studying, The Economist GMAT reading practice can really add up, and not only make a meaningful difference in your basic reading skills, but provide a boost to your GMAT reading comprehension and GMAT verbal performance. Here are a few things to think about using The Economist for GMAT verbal prep. 1. Read for 100% comprehension. Read at a pace that allows you to understand everything. Reread sentences and paragraphs that you find confusing. Digest as you read. Think, pause, think again. Use a dictionary to look up unfamiliar words. This may be very slow at first, but you need to learn to walk before you can run. In your GMAT preparation, it's critical to find that balance of speed and accuracy that works for you. 2. Consider how the author structures his or her arguments. What's the main idea? How is it supported? What are the facts? What are the opinions? What are the assumptions? This reading can also help you improve your GMAT critical reasoning. 3. Pay attention to grammar structures. If you see a list, take a look at the parallelism. If you see a pronoun, match it to the noun that it's replacing. Confirm verb agreement. Analyze comparisons. Practice removing structurally unnecessary modifiers so that you reveal the bare bones of the sentence. Consider why the present or past perfect is used. This sentence structure analysis can help you improve your GMAT sentence correction. In general, be an active reader. In the internet age of the 24-hour news cycle, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and whatever else, most people have gotten used to skimming snippets of information. For the GMAT verbal section, we have to train ourselves for a more focused analysis of longer texts. Remember, GMAT verbal improvement takes time. One of the biggest challenges is being patient. I know that it's really tough to motivate yourself to keep up with GMAT verbal studying when you're not seeing the positive results in your GMAT scores. Realize that the results can take weeks and even months to materialize. The only way to see the results is to keep going. Comment with any questions. Good luck on your GMAT. We'll see you next time.